WSDQ Dunlap, WEPG South Pittsburgh, The Copperhead, WSDT Soddy Daisy, Chattanooga.
The viewpoints expressed on Liberty Works Radio Network are not necessarily those of the network, its affiliates, or sponsors. This is Liberty Works Radio Network. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Heffling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. This program tries to expose the truth about subjects that affect American liberty, your liberty. For those that know me, know one of my main issues has been the income tax. As it destroys America's desire to work or be successful. My goal is to eliminate the income tax for everyone. The federal government can get along fine without the income tax by following the supreme law of the land, that being the Constitution. And that's what we're going to talk about some today. That is the formula, if you will, that made this country the greatest country on this planet. If we follow the Constitution, we were good, and when we don't follow it, we're not so good. Now, we had a recent election a little over a week ago, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the allegations of fraud, and we're going to talk about the mainstream media, some probably, be the lack of, you know, true media that we have in this country. Also, this is Veterans Day. I do want to make it known that, when you go out and you're in the line of fire and you're protecting this country and laying down your life, or willing to do that, that's a pretty amazing thing and something that needs to be respected. And yet, many people in this country do not respect that either, but I do. And I think it's very important that we take time and recognize them. Now, in talking with the income tax, you can go to our website at freeenterprisesociety.com. You can also go to truth-attack.com. And there you'll find a documentary by five attorneys and a former IRS special agent showing that the income tax really never applied to the average American. It's a video you can watch. It's free right now. It's quite amazing. They have all the documentation. They go through the laws. They go through court cases. And it's pretty conclusive. If you watch that, you'll probably change your tune on the income tax. Now, I know the IRS has been pretty weak, almost non-existent here for the last 6 months or so, but they promised to come back and start harassing Americans once again, so we need to watch for that. Anyway, we're going to talk about some of those things today. I got a great guest. He's Nathan McPherson. He's an attorney, currently living in Idaho. And another subject that he deals with, he also has sued Idaho over a couple of things. We'll probably talk about that. We're going to talk about the election. We're going to talk about some of the problems with the election. There's all kinds of allegations flying around. And what I find interesting is you go to the Internet and how much they are denying it. The New York Times had a big headline on their thing there yesterday or today. And it says, there's nothing to see here. I mean, that's not a quote because I don't have it in front of me, but they said there is no evidence of fraud found according to election officials. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, that's probably a true statement because the election officials would probably be involved with this fraud. Well, I hear Nathan has came back on, and Nathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you. And did you hear my opening?
Yeah. I was there. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I don't. I can't say. It's probably
all I can say. The NSA didn't want me to be heard.
But I don't put anything past
them
anymore.
You had mentioned that the IRS has laid low for the past 6 months. While that's somewhat true, they've still been harassing people. And what's definitely true is that they are ramping up again. They're issuing levies once again. Filing liens, they're getting back up to full speed. The tyranny
has not
stopped.
Well, I haven't seen much here yet, but I guess I will. And when the IRS gets a little ugly, then we get phone calls, and so do you, I suppose.
Yes.
And the IRS, I don't want to go make a whole program of it, but the IRS, I can't find any authority for them to harass Americans. I think it violates the Fourth Amendment, violates the Fifth Amendment. I mean, it's basically a tax system by confession. Unlike buying gasoline, you can buy gasoline, you pay a lot of taxes there. But you don't go to jail for not buying enough gasoline, do you? Not that I heard of.
No. No.
Not yet, anyway.
The information return they want you to file. And the fact is, anybody can do anything if they're not stopped. And so that's what's required with the IRS, is somebody to stand up and be your bodyguard and stop them. And that's what we do to keep them from harassing our clients. We stand in the gap, interpose.
Yep, you're one of the few attorneys I know that has actually read the Constitution. And not only that, you actually support the Constitution and you fight for the Constitution when you're out there. And I know you brought some actions against Idaho over these unconstitutional, I consider unconstitutional, lockdowns. And I was just reading the CDC guidelines for Thanksgiving. They are really, really, really good. They want you to stay 6 feet apart in your house now, and of course, you can't have a buffet, and you should open windows if you're going to be inside.
that'll be good in North Idaho.
Oh, yeah, just go out in the snowdrift. That will serve it out there. I mean, I'm not doing any of that stuff. That's just idiotic. And, I mean, this whole thing just drives me. I have been, I gave them a little bit of a benefit of the doubt for the first 14-day thing, but during that 14 days, I was doing research along with a lot of other people, probably you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you brought some cases against Idaho over these lockdowns. So, and last time we talked, so I'd like to maybe get a little update. Maybe some of the listeners will remember, but they'll get an update anyway.
So the first case we brought was against Idaho's Governor Little and also the Director of Health for their lockdown orders, particularly for shutting down churches. They prohibited church gatherings in person. They prohibited interstate travel for purposes of religious pre-exercise. That is, it was unlawful for you to go from Idaho into, say, Washington to attend church, or from Montana into Idaho to attend church, but it was still lawful for you to do the same, to go to the grocery store or go to McDonald's or whatever. They specifically prohibited, and this is a direct quote from Police Chief Fry it's a direct paraphrase of his written statement from Police Chief Fry of Moscow, Idaho, which we might as well rename Moscow.
Moscow, yes. Well, that's fitting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. That's where the university is, about 2 hours south of Coeur d'Alene. He said it would be lawful for you to order DoorDash or Uber Eats and have them bring some bread and wine to your door, or even have your pastor deliver you the bread and wine, for DoorDash or Uber Eats. But if your pastor brought it to you, even if you put it on the doorstep and then walked 10 feet away, say, from the door, and then when you answer the door, he says, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you for the forgiveness of sins." That was now illegal. And what would be illegal then, the difference between that and, hey, here's your pizza, here's your bread, here's your wine, whatever, is simply that the Word of God is spoken and the Word of God is believed. That's the only difference between ordering food delivered to your house, which a lot of people are doing now with these lockdowns, right?
Yes.
And the pastor serving communion at your doorstep. But the police chief said, no, that would violate the governor's order. You couldn't do that. Because you're speaking the Word of God and you're believing it. Really? That's now illegal? In what country? And, of course, we know that at least two pastors, were actually arrested because they dared to preach Sunday morning. One in, I believe, is Louisiana, the other in Florida, in May, I think it was. So that's why we brought this case, to say, no, I don't think so. This is America. We have a First Amendment, both federally and, of course, the Idaho Constitution as well, as do all state constitutions, protects the freedom of religion, and this is unlawful. So if we can go to Walmart, if we can order a pizza delivered to our house, and frankly, even if we can't go to Walmart or order a pizza delivered to our house, religious freedom is fundamental. That's why it's in the First Amendment, right?
If they can dictate what people go in a catastrophe, and all the virus movies, they all go there. That's where they end up dying, in the movies. That's where they need to go for comfort, And not that this is that deadly. I'm not a big COVID-19 believer either, so. But go ahead.
Yeah, but frankly, let's assume they're right, and we are all going to die. Well, if you believe the Christian faith, then what do you need to do before you die? Believe that Jesus died for you and rose again, and you therefore also will rise again and live eternally. And that's what they're stopping. Tied to that is, you know, the fact of all of these people dying, not only not going to church, but also without any family. You can't visit. We have a very close friend. His mother just passed away. He wasn't able to see her for the past 6 months or so since February because of the virus. She was in a nursing home and lived the last, nine months, I guess, of her life without seeing
her
family.
Right.
Died alone. That's evil. That's just pure evil.
To me, I can see who the criminals are, and they're not the ones being arrested right now. So.
No. Yeah, so speaking of Moscow, or Moscow as it's locally pronounced, I think they're changing that due to this. One of our plaintiffs is an elder from Christ Church down there. It's Doug Wilson's organization. He's rather well known among some of the Reformed. So he's a plaintiff in our suit against the governor to open the churches. He and many other members of their church met in the parking lot of City Hall and sang psalms, you know, out of the Bible, like the Book of Psalms. They sang those. And he and a couple others were arrested because they weren't wearing a mask. He said in his podcast after the fact that the police chief, whom he had on his podcast earlier, and they had supported the local police. They're not anarchists. They, you know, they wanted to support local law enforcement. Was staring him right in the face as one of his deputies arrested him and hauled him off to jail for not wearing a mask while singing the Psalms outside.
Well, I think that's shocking, and I'm not totally shocked anymore. But I mean, everybody you got to fight these things and stand up to them. And I'm disappointed that there are so many people, at least here in California, with the mask. And there should be a major pushback.
Thankfully, there is in North Idaho. So many of the sheriffs, particularly Boundary County, which is on the Canadian border, and Bonner County, which is south of that, includes the city of Sandpoint, that's somewhat well known, have stated publicly they refuse to enforce these, and they refuse to close churches, but they also refuse to enforce the mask mandates. And so Panhandle Health District is in charge of the five northern counties of Idaho, and they issued a mask mandate applying only to Kootenai County, which is Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Rathdrum, Hayden, that area, the most populated area of North Idaho, just outside of Spokane, Washington. Actually, it's the county that borders where Spokane, Washington is. And so we brought a lawsuit against Panhandle Health District for their mask mandate. They then moved to dismiss, which is common practice. And we were going to have a hearing in, I think, next week it would have been. And about 2 weeks ago, so about 3 weeks or so before the hearing, they rescinded their mask mandate. So
well,
tell me if it's a result
a
of that lawsuit. Yes,
sort of.
I'd say so. Yeah, they didn't want to go to court, apparently. And,
well, they don't want a court decision you can use, which is, they're kind of a sneaky thing. That's just slimy activity. They don't want to get a ruling against them, but they know they aren't going to win, apparently.
Yeah, so the effect is, you know, at least that there's no mandate. So then the city of Coeur d'Alene, which, you know, has a downtown, a lot of liberals, enacted a mask mandate as a result, which I've heard pretty much nobody is following. In other words, if they didn't have a mask on before, they're not putting one on now. City of Hayden had a meeting about one. We sent writings to them stating, you know, we'll see you in court if you enact it. They refused to enact one, as did the city of Post Falls.
Got to interrupt you there, Nathan. We got the music coming on. I got a heartbreak coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Nathan McPherson. He's an attorney and a big supporter of the U.S. Constitution. We're talking about COVID and the election. Stay tuned for more after this break.
G.
join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444 to join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Jurisdiction.
When the U.S. territories applied for admission into the Union as states, the overarching principle that drove this decision was the desire to determine their own destinies and to be removed from what the U.S. Constitution calls the exclusive legislative jurisdiction of the Congress over the properties owned by the U.S. government. When what is now the state of Washington removed itself from this exclusive jurisdiction, it was required to write its own constitution, which would provide for a representative republican form of government for its citizens, such as the case for every state which joined our union. Today, our U.S. government officials and bureaucrats have lost sight of this fact, and now want to reassert exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the states and turn them into administrative subdivisions as though we were territories again. Sorry, U.S. government, but the Constitution says you don't have that authority. And Americans are beginning to realize that our founders intended for the individual states to either succeed or fail based on their own laws and policies. If the people don't like the way a particular state operates, they can move to another one where they do. The way our federal government operates today, the entire nation either succeeds or fails based on the policies of 535 legislators in Washington, D.C. And from what we can see from its history of failed social policies, I don't think these guys could pour sand out of a boot if the directions were written on the heel. We need to replace the socialist mindset in Washington, D.C. and our state governments with a restored American view of law and government.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
This is D.V. Kidd from newswithviews.com. My new book, Taking Politics Out of Solutions, is now available. Why is it nothing changes no matter who you vote for? My book covers the most critical issues eating this country alive, as well as the solutions that are already there that Congress and the agenda-driven media don't want you to know. From the disaster of our economy, why we will never have any economic freedom until the Fed is abolished, trade, the meltdown underway called Obamacare, the truth about Social Security and Medicare, and the fraudulent ratification of the 17th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a very big issue that affects every American. The answers and solutions are in my book that all Americans need to read, because the worst is coming at us like a freight train. To order, please call 1-800-955-0116.
Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Come on.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more Real Talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I'm Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. I want to talk about the importance of Liberty Works Radio Network. I mean, the mainstream media is failing. It's almost non-existent. I mean, the Spygate and all the stuff they did with Trump, I mean, totally lost their credibility if they weren't losing it anyway. And but networks like this network and networks like it are growing because people want truth. They want truth in the news. They want reporting. They want to hear both sides of things. They don't want to hear propaganda, and that is all we have in this country left on most of the major media. So if you like this program or others, I hope you can support LWRN.net. You can go there and leave a one-time donation or set it up. I think you can set it up for a monthly donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 or something. This is a listener-supported network. And if you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome calling with questions or comments from my guest. We're back with my guest, Nathan McPherson. He's an attorney. He's a big supporter of the Constitution. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the election. We're talking about some of the cases that he has brought against Idaho. And so we are back on the air there, Nathan. And you were talking about your case and how and some of the things that you were doing. So if you remember where you were, let's continue on there.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, beatirs.com, beatirs.com. My dad always wants me to mention that. He's a veteran, by the way, today being Veterans Day, 18 months
in
Vietnam. So,
and I love that website. I always wanted that. I was always jealous of that for the last, I don't know, whenever he got it.
Yes, he got it years, you know, right around the time Al Gore invented the Internet. My dad snatched that up. And he had 1-800-BEAT-IRS as well, which we still have. And he and my mom are listening. 50 years married as of last month as well, end of September as well, about a month and a half ago.
Congratulations.
So, yeah.
To them. So,
and
all right.
We were talking about the suit for the mask mandate that now has become moot because they, about 3 weeks prior to the hearing, they decided to drop their mask mandate. And Hayden, Idaho, and Post Falls, Idaho, refused to enact one. Post Falls, Idaho, apparently the meeting went into the wee hours because so many citizens showed up to testify against it. So we're standing up in North Idaho. You can still, at least as of last week, go to Costco without a mask, which I hear you can't do in other places around the country. And you can still, there are actually restaurants here where the servers, the cooks, you know, waiters, waitresses, you name it, hostess, not wearing any masks. And also, of course, the diners when they walk in and walk out. So it really is the American redoubt up here. And I think part of this, there's also not been any enactment by the governor on masks or any of these kinds of things. I think a lot of that has to do with our First Amendment lawsuit we brought to keep the churches open. He did recently move Idaho from stage 4 into a, quote, modified stage 3, but it specifically exempted churches. And I think that's because the attorney general or the assistant attorney general filed a motion to dismiss our church lawsuit, claiming in large part that it's moot because, hey, the governor stopped restricting churches. And and things are opening up again. Everything's getting better. You know, everybody's fine. There aren't going to be any more restrictions. He's not done any mask mandates or anything else. Therefore, the case is moot. Well,
that's a lie.
You're kind of saying in your intro what's happening all around the country. Look at California in particular, but everywhere around the country, there are more and more restrictions. I just heard in Minnesota, the gyms are being shut down. My brother was telling me. So, you know.
Well, I think more and more people are just going to have to stand up to him. The businesses that have, the loan businesses, a few that stood up against him, had problems. But I think You know, well, Americans are going to have to get together and open in mass and take their masks and burn them like the women did their bras decades ago.
Yes.
And this is right. Over. You know, they will not stand. Yeah. You know, if people stand united, the government, it's over for them. When they just
right.
let one or two guys get picked on, it's they keep doing it. So.
Right, and that's what I think up in North Idaho, there's this critical mass. It's known as the American Redoubt, of course. You know, Ruby Ridge is about an hour north of me here. And most of the people here just aren't going to deal with it. They're just, no, I'm not wearing one. I'm going. There was a barber, at least one I know of, that stayed open. They said, we're open for remodeling. You know, if you want to help us remodel, come in, and your hair might get cut while you're remodeling.
Yeah. Well.
But because of the sheriff in that county, too, saying, I'm not shutting a church down. I'm not shutting anybody down. I follow the Constitution.
We have that, we have that same situation. There was 40 sheriffs, according to Richard Mack, not supporting the governor in these things. So California's not, you know, the governor's really bad, but the sheriff's been pretty good up here. So
I've heard that even the sheriff of San Luis Obispo County said, no, the gun stores are open, which the county commissioners, I guess, had voted on that, and somebody complained. The sheriff said, nope, gun stores are open.
Well,
so
I love
it's
it.
A matter of...
And I've not even had any problem with Costco or Walmart or anything myself, and I just act like I'm, you know, I'm just normal. I'm going to wear a mask, and then generally they don't say anything to me, so... And
that's good to hear.
They do. I thank them for their time, and I continue not wearing a mask. They're not going to, at least they haven't thrown me out anywhere.
It's good
it's
to
not,
hear. I
it's
do.
Not a law, number one, and number two, they're not law enforcement. Like I said, you know, I even told myself, if it's a law, call the police, have them arrest me, you know. But they won't do that because it's not
South
a law.
South Carolina, who was thrown out of an organic grocery store. Badly. I guess they didn't call the cops. The lady got nasty, and so she just left. But yeah, it's interesting. It shows the need for, just like we have the separation of powers, we need the court cases, we need the good sheriffs and other law enforcement, and we need a good body of citizens.
Well, you had two wins. I would count those as wins. The problem is that they knew they were wrong in the beginning, and unless you have the money or skills to take it on in court, they're not going to do anything about it. And now, you know, fortunately, the people in your community stood up, or you'd have to bring another lawsuit against the county board of supervisors. And we have on our website, on freeenterprisesociety.com, a constructive notice that's been used quite a bit around in different parts of the country. In Santa Cruz, they closed the beaches, which is, I mean, that's just so idiotic to begin with. But on Labor Day, they took our notice. They served the mayor. They served the city council. They served the police. They served the sheriff. And they went out to the beach on Labor Day. A whole bunch of police were over there. They served. They gave all them another notice, which they probably already had. And there was a jeep. It was all taped up. They took the tape down, went out. I don't know, a group of 20 or so, and went out and enjoyed themselves. And the police got in their cars and left. And a couple hours later, the whole beach was full because they heard it was open, and it's been open ever since. You know, they do it the right way. You know, you have to go down there with guns. And,
right.
And
that's wonderful.
So I think we just have to push back. Everybody should be filing these things. We also use that. The businesses have used it when the county enforcers come around. They hand them that, and the county enforcer walks on to the next business. They don't want to hassle with it because you can sue them personally. We don't need to sue them and the county have them pay for their defense either. So that's something they don't seem to like. Kind of changes the whole picture for them.
Right.
But, okay, beattheirs.com. I know you help people with IRS problems too, so keep that in mind. Since the IRS is trying to stop being so generous and be, you know, harass people once again.
Yeah, they're
maybe
coming
we can turn
back
to,
now.
Is there, you have any more cases you're involved with, or what, can we turn to the elections then?
Those are the two cases. I know our local council also sued a school district that's outside of Boise, Idaho, because it's in a county with no restrictions. Like I said, the governor has no restrictions on mask mandates. The county there where the school is had none. The city didn't, and so forth. But the school imposed it. If you're going to send your child to the public school, you know, paid for by your taxpayer money, then your child has to wear a mask. So he just filed that lawsuit about a week ago. you know, there are suits around, and I think
I don't know if I have enough attorneys to actually fight every little battle everywhere on these that are not. We have enough attorneys, but enough attorneys that believe in rights. Let's say that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That we have too many attorneys and too few good ones. Yeah.
Yep. Well, this election is, you know, to me, far from over. I'm very disappointed with the major media just, I mean, absolutely shutting the door on any questions about the election. They've called it for the president, like they have the power to make that decision. And unfortunately, Fox News, which I've watched for many years, has extremely disappointed me in some of the things they're doing. They're cutting off. They cut off McEnany talking about things because they thought, well, there's no facts on that. Well, they covered everything else that has no facts, like the Trump thing. And I mean, it's just they've been bought. You know, the Rupert doesn't have Rupert Murdoch guys doesn't. He got it. They were somebody else's kids or something, and it's going to change to you know, CNN2 or something. It looks like. And there are some people there, but they're going to end up on Newsmax or someplace else because I don't think all of them will stay at Fox. Of course, Fox can pay them better than whatever else they go to, I suppose. But these allegations, you know, a lot of people, you look at the New York Times and they say, you know, the health officials say there is no voter fraud, not health officials, huh?
Election officials.
It's the election officials. Say, no evidence of voter fraud found according to election officials. Well, okay, I can believe that. Because election officials, you know, if they knew a fraud, they would take care of it. If they know about it and don't take care of it, they're involved with it. They're not going to report that. But everything I find almost is saying this. This is embarrassing. Trump's lawyers are suffering embarrassing rebukes, and there's no evidence whatsoever. And even Fox has said that a couple of times. I'm watching other networks now. But anyway, these allegations are very strong. They've got over 200 affidavits already from people in the post office, in election bureaus, in watchers, and saying they saw fraud and suspicious activity, and it needs to be investigated. So. That doesn't mean Trump will win, I suppose, but, you know, I think there's a good chance he will because there's no reason to do all this fraud if they thought they were going to win anyway.
Right. Well, the fact of just people turning out at his rallies versus Biden's rallies, the huge disparity of that, me driving around in this part of the country, I've seen, you know, every other pickup truck has a Trump flag, every other house, if not, in some neighborhoods, 9 out of 10 houses had a Trump flag on them. I've seen, I think, 3 houses that had a Biden sign. Every other house was completely right-wing, and they say Idaho went 60% for Trump. I don't even believe that, but let alone all of these other places.
95%.
Yeah. I mean, it's based on what you're observing and then how the numbers shake out, let alone then these other states where, you know, Trump got 49% or whatever the claim has been. Of course, that's changing. And of course, my brother Scott gave me some statistics. Nevada. The difference, last statistics he saw, was 36,000 votes, and 5% of the ballots were still uncounted. 5% amounts to 65,000. So about twice the spread. Other states were even larger. Arizona was a 15,000 vote difference and about 70,000 votes uncounted. So even calling any of these, but then you have the fact that all of a sudden at 2 in the morning or whatever it was, that 100% of the votes came in for Biden, and it was
just,
I forget the number of votes.
You know, he's a very loved guy.
Mathematical impossibility, statistically, right?
It absolutely defies belief. So, all right, but there's the music. We got another hard break coming up. You're listening to the Truth Attack Hour on Liberty Works Radio Network. We're talking with Nathan McPherson. He's an attorney and a big supporter of the Constitution. We're talking about the election, and we talked about some COVID cases. Stay tuned for more after this break.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Perutka with The American View.
With all the finger-pointing between Democrats and Republicans over the shutdown of the national government, we've constantly heard that our government is broken, and of course, each party blames the other for causing the damage. Well, this got me to wondering, is the system really broken, as we're being told? Or is our present godless system of government simply working the way a godless system works? This leads back to the question that won't go away. What is the function of civil government? And the answer is more simple than you think. Since civil government is ordained by God in order to protect God-given rights, then the function of civil government is to obey God and enforce God's law, period. It is not the role of civil government to house, feed, clothe, educate, or give health care to anybody. Or, by the way, to operate a panda cam at the National Zoo. So aren't we just reaping the whirlwind we deserve when we ignore the limits that God has placed on civil government? You see, when God's law is ignored, chaos ensues. And if you understand the American view of law and government, doesn't this whole mess demonstrate with a vengeance the political and spiritual bankruptcy of the Republican Party? During the entire debate over Obamacare, have you heard any Republican make the legal argument that to tax anyone for the health care of another exceeds not only the God-ordained jurisdiction of civil government, but the clear language of Article 1 and Section 8 of the Constitution? I haven't. This is Michael Anthony Perutka for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
This is Rob McQuay for the Institute on the Constitution, and you've just finished hearing Michael Anthony Perutka's commentary on The American View. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, and we welcome any comments and suggestions you may care to offer by emailing us at michael@theamericanview.com. If you'd like to learn more about the Institute on the Constitution's work, you can find out more about who we are and what we do at theamericanview.com.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan our families effectively, naturally, and without chemicals or barriers. Learn natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study from the Couple to Couple League. Visit ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting. Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Truth Attack Hour. I am Steve Hempling, Director of Free Enterprise Society. Truth Attack Hour is aired every day from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Liberty Works Radio Network. If you want to write this number down, it is a call-in number, 410-848-9191. That's 410-848-9191. You're welcome to call in with questions or comments for my guest. We're back with my guest, Nathan McPherson. He's an attorney, and he's a big supporter of the Constitution. He's brought cases protecting people's rights against COVID illegal lockdowns, and he helps fight the IRS when they come harassing people. And anyway, we were talking about the election, Nathan, and one thing on Veritas, which I'm sure you're familiar with, they are so effective. And they have films now, as I saw, and one of them is in Michigan where the post office is collecting the ballots that were returned. You know, they mailed everybody. I think it's Michigan, but they mailed everybody and a lot of them come back. And instead of just giving back to the government, they're putting them special in a place and they're using them. And and guess who they're filling them out for, you see? I mean, that could be in post offices all over the place. I mean, that's one of the big problems with mail-in voting. And and Michigan admitted to this glitch. Trump, you know, a lot of people say there's no evidence, but Michigan admitted to a glitch of 6,000 votes went to Biden who were Trump votes. Well, that's one county, and they all use the same software. I mean, why won't we look at that? You see, I think Trump has a good chance of maybe winning this because this just stinks to high heaven.
And, well,
and not letting poll watchers in to watch. I mean, what?
Clearly,
how more blatant can they be? And have the media actually defend that kind of activity? It's sickening.
I think there's a good chance of him proving the fraud. One of the things that strikes me is. You saw this coming. I saw this coming. All my friends saw this coming. My family saw this coming, right? That they're going to rig the election, that there's going to be fraud. We all knew it, right? Well, Trump knew it. His team knew it. And they're pretty smart people.
I agree.
Well, they must have had a plan, right? They'd be complete fools if they didn't have a plan. And thus far, it doesn't appear that that's how Trump runs his life or his organization, right? You know, you don't go being successful around the world
haphazardly. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying he may have laid traps for these things, and I'm kind of in agreement with you. So, because we don't know the evidence, I don't have any first time and have evidence of anything at this point. But what I'm seeing and looking at, and the films I'm seeing are pretty damning on the government's part.
And another thing, I haven't heard that any of the other elections are disputed. I should say, you know, the offices, governor or senator or whatever it might be, congressman. It's all Biden. All these votes that came in that were 100% for Biden. My understanding is he's the only guy that got voted for. They didn't vote for the county commissioner.
One attorney for Trump said they found 450,000 ballots with only one thing filled out so far.
Yeah, who goes and only fills in one circle?
Nobody does that.
I don't care who's in Congress or Senate or my sheriff or anything else. Come on.
Well, I wasn't always a big voter, but I did go out and vote against Obama. And I fill out the other stuff when I did that. I mean, you can't help it. Unless you're in a hurry. I got 150,000 of these to go through, and I got to do them in an hour.
Right.
Well, I get it.
Speaking of the masks and the voting, at my polling location, even the poll workers didn't wear masks. That's how right we are up here.
You should keep that a secret. All California. Well, I don't know. Californians are kind of goofy. Three or four Californians might move to Idaho if they hear that. I see one or two out there without a mask. But, they like having orders. And, I mean, how ridiculous to me. I mean, I don't know what schools, I don't know what the schools are teaching, but they didn't teach these people what I was taught about freedom and things. I mean, so if the governor,
sure.
makes laws, and that's it. So if the governor says you have to run around naked, how many people would do it? I think there'd be a lot of them in California, and it's sickening. Although, you know, I didn't like that on Park, but it's kind of cold in your area.
Yes.
You wouldn't do that, and but they would think it's the law, and they would be afraid not to do it here, I guess. I mean, I've had people tell, oh, it's a law, it's a law. and you know, well, you know, they never took civics,
so
what?
Is the year. This is the year of how much will people take? You know, first you got the locking down your businesses and all that, and then now, you know, relocking down half the businesses, mask mandates. You got an obviously rigged election, and they're already parading him and her around the TV news with this podiums and banners and whatever that say office of the president-elect. What the hell office is that? I never heard of such an office.
There is no such thing. These guys are idiots. But most Americans are probably, they don't know what's going on. I mean,
it looks like a kindergartner made the sign, right? It's not even professional. And there's these little press conferences, and everybody's now going to ignore the actual president who holds the office and follow these idiots. And then the guy doesn't even know, he thinks he's the Senate elect or something because he's running for senator and he's in, what is it, he's in Maine when he's actually in Vermont, or no, he's in New Hampshire when he says he's in Vermont and so forth.
Well, I don't think Biden necessarily is dangerous myself, but he's senile, and the people around him are extremely dangerous. I mean, they're Marxist or something.
Harris, you know her from California.
Yes. So
how much are people going to take? They're just going to keep following and following? What if I declare myself president? Hey, you know, you're media, right? Can you declare that I'm president, and then I'll go around declaring
I sure can.
You called it?
Nathan is president-elect, and you get in that office now.
Tune in tomorrow for my press conference.
did you watch his press conference? I mean, what nasty people. Even they always say, and even Trump, when he fires a guy that he really hates, he said, I thank you for your service, you know. And Biden comes up and just tears into Trump like he's the devil's own son. He should be, you know, gracious and say, well, it was nice, and we're going to have a peaceful transition and all that. It was a good fight. But I won, you know. No, he just goes crazy.
Yeah. So that it's the lawlessness that we've seen this year has been remarkable. Where's the rule of law? I'm not seeing rule of law. You know, the only place I have been seeing rule of law is judicial decisions by Trump appointees. And talk about the impact Trump made. He's appointed some judges to the district courts and to the Ninth Circuit, for that matter, who actually follow rule of law, whose judicial opinions are literature, like they used to be maybe 100 years ago. You know, in law school, we read the old ancient opinions, and they read like excellent literature, high-level, first-class literature. And Trump's judicial appointees have been restoring that. We need 4 more years of that.
Yes, we do, but the other side calls them activist judges, and that's just a tricky name, but it's a lawless judge. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a lawless judge. It didn't matter if Congress detailed and worked every detail out on a bill for 6 months. If she didn't like it, she wouldn't follow it, or anything else up there, or the Constitution. That's an activist, lawless judge, and you can't win. It's just a roll of the dice when you go in, or put a quarter in a slot machine when you go to court.
Right. Yeah, and that's we're suffering under, you know, decades of this at this point. And
well, they've been appointing judges, and they're doing all these things that Republicans just are too weak need to do anything about. I mean, I've seen it for a long time, and I try to tell people about it, and I'm not reaching the right people, but Republicans just don't care, it seems like. And when Trump is gone, they may become weak-kneed sissies again. So we'll see. But right now, I think Trump's going to make it back. I think he can pull this out. I'm going to stay optimistic, and
I am as well. Yeah, I'm staying optimistic. he just shook up some of the top brass in the Department of Defense. That's kind of interesting. Because my big question was, which side's the military going to be on? If push comes to shove, are they going to go with Trump, or are they going to go with the office of the president-elect? And, you know, we've seen this in other countries. Even my father-in-law was involved in the military coup in Brazil when they kicked out the communists. So this isn't unprecedented that you have the military siding with one person or the other in history. We just think this is America.
I can't see the military pointing guns at Americans and having the Democrats call them out for that particularly. I mean, in the riot, you know, maybe in the riots and stuff, they could have used them some, but they didn't. So, I don't have a magic answer. I just know that if we get back to using the law, that is the best liberty that you can have. I mean, the race doesn't matter when you follow the law. We're more racial now. Race was almost gone in this country, in my view. Because anybody that worked hard and, you know, they gained respect, it didn't really matter for most people. Now it seems to matter a lot, but by voting Democrat, they're going to increase discrimination, in my view. So
it matters in the Democrat Party, not among freedom lovers. God's not a respecter of persons, and
Social justice is not justice. Yeah, so it's injustice. But anyway, so this is an interesting election. Now, California, I don't know. I guess a lot more Republicans voted for Trump in California even than they did last time. So that, you know, California may flip to red if this keeps up another couple of elections. That would be pretty cool since I'm here. And
yeah,
for now, anyway.
That would be interesting. Well, if you look at the maps that show things, at least sort of what we thought we knew, you see mostly red and just these blue hotbeds that are some of these major cities, and but you know, like New York, obviously Chicago, and you know, even just Atlanta in Georgia, but not the rest or whatever. It's interesting to see that. And
there's that group that wants to get rid of the Electoral College. That's gaining some steam, I guess, on the Democratic side. But that would mean New York and California would run everything. And
why do we need to vote at all? We should just have Biden and Harris appoint everybody and have a success, you know, succession where they just tell us who the next rulers are and we just follow suit.
Oh yeah, they might actually like that idea, I suppose, huh?
I think they're trying for it. It seems to be what they're trying for. But
if they can rig elections and stuff, there's no way to actually do anything at that point if they perfect it and they run the Justice Department, which won't do anything. You know, we'll have to see. I mean, in my opinion, this voter fraud, if it pans out, I mean, there should be not dozens, but hundreds, maybe thousands of people going to jail. These are felonies. And even if you voted
for
a crime.
Arrests on the Wednesday of Thanksgiving. That's what I'm rooting for. That Trump's Justice Department goes and cleans house and executes the warrants the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, I can look forward to that.
That would be justice.
I know he knows how dirty everything is. He was waiting for the election, I guess, to some extent, because it doesn't matter what he does, he's criticized for it. But, his base is strong, and, you know, it's what he says makes sense. And when it doesn't make sense, I don't want to call them stupid, but they seem to be very ignorant in the way their mind works because, things are better. And it's just obvious.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not better if you work for government. I don't know. But
we have some of the state's attorneys general joining in Trump's prosecution of this, I saw. And interestingly, the attorney general of Kentucky filed an amicus. In a church there filed a lawsuit against the governor for shutting down the churches like we did. The attorney general of that state filed an amicus siding with the church and asking the court to hold that the governor's order was unconstitutional. The governor's own attorney general went against him and sided with liberty.
I love
with
that.
Religious freedom. And
they rule against Newsom out here, and he doesn't seem to care. So,
He's lawless as well. But so I guess, the encouraging thing is
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you. That we're just at the end of the program here, Nathan. Right. BeatTheIRS.com if you want to get a hold of Nathan or his legal group. And thank you all for joining us. We had a good program. And I'll be hosting this program every Wednesday. Check out truth-attack.com and freeenterprisesociety.com for more information on the getting rid of the income tax.
BeatIRS.com. Thank you, Steve.
Is Liberty Works Radio Network enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic? Has it helped you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation? If so, do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
This is Randall Yearout on Leaders. Our government leaders swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States before they're allowed to exercise the powers of their offices. This oath automatically requires those office holders to act as a check on usurped or abused power among those within any branch of the government. Why is it, then, that when the Congress assumes for itself powers reserved by the Constitution to the states or the people, the President doesn't object with a defense of the Constitution and refuse to execute unlawful legislation? Or when the President creates Soviet-style czars to violate the public rights, why doesn't the Congress speak up? Or when the court begins striking down the laws of the Union states in violation of the public rights and in favor of international norms, why don't the other two branches bring misdemeanor charges against those offending judges? It appears that our leaders in government think that a non-intervention policy on another branch's behavior is more virtuous than executing the oath they took to support and defend the Constitution. James Madison said in Federalist Paper 51 that if men were angels, no government would be necessary, and that if angels were our governors, no constitution would be necessary. Our constitution is necessary, however, and our public officials are proving to us the very reason this is so. The constitution outlines the restricted powers we, the people, gave to our governors. For our leaders to disobey them is to break the supreme law of the land, which is to be dealt with by impeachment and removal from office. I think the only way to effectively ensure the reinstatement of our American form of law and government is to replace nearly every last congressman with one who will honor his oath.
This constitutional message has been brought to you by the members of the Constitution Party. Visit us at www.constitutionparty.com.
With the national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion, the White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
How much does the federal government expect to receive in exchange for all the gold? The Treasury Department should have looked into competing cash companies like dollarsforgold.com.
The reality is we have over $1 trillion in economic stimulus packages
well,
to
we
pay
do.
For. We just need that cash now. The President agrees that this seems like a pretty good deal.
But is there a contingency plan if that proves not to be the case?
Well, yes, of course.
The cash received from the cashforgold.com plan is going to be supplemented by funding from the selling of White House furniture on Craigslist.org.
Well, that is correct. We've already sold a giant military map that we don't use very often.
Peeling back the layers every day with
Copperhead 1240, 1190, and 910 AM. Southern Rock, Kickin' Country, and Tennessee Talk.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Overcoming. Pass it on.
When Marlon Shirley was 5 years old, he was in an accident and lost his foot, but he didn't lose his heart.
When you tackle a challenge that you just cannot even fathom tackling, when you accomplish that, the amount of integrity and the will and the heart that you'll get from that experience is what will set you up for your life.
In less time than it took Marlon Shirley to say that, he can now run 100 meters because today he's the world's fastest amputee. Overcoming. Pass it on.
America. Born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in Broadcasting.